Anybody that's been to the machine shop in Flint, Michigan knows kind of how special this place is, as I talk about with owner Kevin Singh and Jeff Mintline. Today, photographer Minty put together this book, 15 Years of the Machine Shop. Did any bands say, no, you can't put us in the book? I mean, what about the famous hallway pictures that you see all over the place? We talk about upcoming shows and a ton more today on Radio Chatter.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and lift off.
This is Radio Chatter with WRIF's own Meltdown.
All right, Kevin, the owner of the machine shop, also Jeff Mintline. Is it Mintline or Mintline, or how do you say it?
Is it like it's spelled? Yep, Mintline.
All right, we'll just say Minty. How about that?
Minty. There you go.
There you go. So you guys got this book out, The 15 Years of the Machine Shop. It's awesome, and it's really a cool look back at the, I mean, obviously the 15 Years of the Machine Shop. Who wants to take that on?
Yeah, well, Minty wanted to.
Yeah, he killed it.
He got
the whole collection to pick from.
Yeah, he. This is something that he's been our house guy here. He's been a photographer since what year did you start doing photography?
1978.
1970. There we
wow.
go. So he's been doing it a long time, and we just happen to be friends. And he's been taking photos. He's been taking good care of bands for a lot of years, hooking them up and stuff. And he ended up coming up with this idea, and I was like, wow, yeah, do it. And it's awesome. I'm really proud of him for it.
Now, how many pictures are in this book total?
Roughly 150. I think there's 104 pages. Some of them are single page, so some are two per page. So it's roughly 150.
So I guess my question is, how many bands, you don't have to name them or whatever, but how many bands said, no, you can't put our pictures in the book, or did every band say, that's cool?
Yeah, nobody said no, and 90% of them said they were honored to be included.
Yep.
There was a few that management didn't respond, that the band will be upset that they're not in there, but that's their management's fault.
No. And he couldn't get everybody in, obviously, so it was kind of like trying to pick and choose through them and whatnot, and it's hard because we left a lot, on the table, still a lot of friends and whatnot, but we got a lot of them in there.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. It's definitely sweet. There's some legendary bands that are on there, and it's kind of cool because the machine shop is stuck in kind of no man's land, where some of the bigger bands that might play a 3,000-seater in a bigger city are now playing at the machine shop. You could see some of these bands in a smaller venue like that.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that, too. I mean, we are in Flint and all, but I like to think that there's still a little cool going on up here, and hopefully we're a part of that.
No, it's definitely cool, and I'll tell you what, we were just talking before we started here about Vinnie Paul, and you asked me if he had a machine shop shirt on, but I can't tell you the amount of bands I've run into that say good things or have your gear on,
He wears it all the time. That's why I was asking if he had it on, because he actually, when he comes in here, he buys a couple of each one he likes, too, so he's got extras.
Yeah, that's cool. I just saw a picture that Dean from Theory of a Dead Man posted yesterday. He was moving some leaves or something. He has a machine shop sticker on his truck.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I thought you were going to say he had a shirt on. I was going to be like, whoa, these aren't for working in the yard. These are dress-ups.
Dress-up. So,
just going out on the town.
Yeah, right, exactly. You got to get ones with ties or something, like the tuxedo t-shirts.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you guys about the hallway picture, because last time I was up there, I got my picture taken in the hallway, and that's, there's some of the pictures in there. And when did that start, and whose idea was that?
That kind of, I did a couple bands in 2007, 2008, just a weird one-off thing, and nothing really came of it. And we started again in the spring of 2010, and it just kind of took on a life of its own. And now people come in, and they're like, oh, this is the hall. I can't believe I'm here. Can I get my picture,
Even like people that come to the shows now are asking, when they get here, hey, is there any way we can get our picture in that famous hallway? And we do as often as we can. And it's funny because people think it's going to be like this big hallway and super grand, and you walk back there and it's just that little hallway.
Well, it's funny for people outside the area that might be listening to this. There's a hallway that goes like kind of to your office, kind of on the side of the stage. And it's funny you mention it, because last time I went in there, I walked in with Matt Dorito from Pop Evil, and I'm like, hey, this is the hallway where all the pictures are taken. So I had to take one. Actually, Matt took a picture of me in there.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's got Matt. I don't know if you ever saw the one Matt did where he's completely naked with just his bass in front of him.
I did see that. It's in the book. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, can't see it, man.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's in the book. Yeah. It's in the book.
It's in the book. That's right. So, Minty,
now
Minty, sometimes like a lot of these bands, like a normal show, people may or may not know this, but the bands usually give the photographers like three songs, and they'll march them down to the front. The band will take the stage, they give the three songs, and they'll march them out of the pit. Now, do a lot of the bands just give you full reign for all the shows, or are there certain bands that say, no, you get your three songs, or one song, or encore, or whatever?
That's very rare at the machine shop. I very rarely stay more than three songs unless someone has a special guitar or something that they need me to stay later. I don't usually need that long. But, yeah, here it's all access, whatever I want to do. And most of the bands that we meet here, when I go somewhere else, they give me the same run that the other venues do.
Yeah. And you talked about, like, special equipment and stuff. Have artists bought pictures from you using different guitars and different things like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of sponsors of used stuff. Vinnie Paul, I had a Vinnie Paul ad, now that you talk about him, for Sabian Cymbals. Several bands have used the hallway picture on their CDs and
laminates.
Yeah, Evans Blue and Saliva has them on their CD booklets.
Yeah, that's cool.
One Granny Four Barrel used theirs for a T-shirt.
We had Fair to Midland had their promo tour poster. Lots of bands come through and use the pictures here for things.
Yeah, Fair to Midland, there's a band I haven't heard from in a while. That's a unique band.
Oh man, awesome band. What a bunch of great people too.
Yeah. So, Kevin, you've been there 15 years. What are some of the highlights? I know, obviously, you know, your buddy's with Kid Rock and that, and he's played there before, but what are some of the highlights of the machine shop for you?
Man, there is so many over the years. I think it's just like right now, I feel like we're in the middle of a lot of highlights. I feel like it's continuing to grow. And we just got our beer coming out here that we did with Mountain Town. We got a couple beers that are coming out next week in stores. And I feel like there's always cool stuff going on. And just all the relationships. You know, like this week, Jackal's going to be here. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world is you know, Jesse and the boys. And it's just countless relationships. Matt Dorito, you know, all these people over the years. I couldn't even begin to pick even 100 different things to tell you about. You know, we wouldn't have enough time.
Yeah, I've been in this business long enough. Just when you think, man, nothing could top that, something comes along and tops whatever you're talking about, you know?
I think for us, the biggest excitement is seeing bands that are, I think I speak for me and Jeff, and he's really good at this too, noticing the bands like that are smaller bands, and you can tell right off the bat that these guys are rock stars. And being a part of, on our little level, being a part of that development is probably, between that and the fans of the bands that come up to us during the night and tell us what an amazing experience they had seeing their favorite bands in such a small, you know, venue and stuff. That's the stuff that really sticks in my head over the years, is things like that, little blips. I still remember from years ago, we had Joey Belladonna here from Anthrax, and when it's Anthrax, it did really well. But when it's just Joey doing, you know, his solo thing, not a lot of people are there and stuff. And this guy comes up to me and it absolutely made my whole night, made my whole month. He was so excited that he got to meet Joey Belladonna here, and just the excitement level that he was at, man, that just went in me. And it's stuff like that that just keeps driving you to continue to do it without a doubt. It's that excitement that people coming in have.
Yeah, it's cool when you see one of your favorites or somebody even from the past like that. You know, Joey wasn't an Anthrax anymore, but, you know, growing up in the 80s and early 90s and stuff, he was there, and now all of a sudden you see him in front of you in a club. You know, it's really cool. And you talk about Jackal. I've known Jesse for a billion years, and it's like there's some great shows coming up. Brent Smith and Zach Myers, I mean, I've known those guys for years. So you got some really cool stuff coming down the pipe here.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we're really excited about it. Hopefully 2018 will continue that way.
Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for your time. 15 Years of the Machine Shop is available now. Of course, they can get it on the website and whatnot, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you can get it right on the website. You can pick it up at any of the shows. If you're at a show, you know, go right up to Minty and let him know, because that way he can sign the book, and maybe you can even get the artist that's here that night to sign it while you got it and stuff, you know. But you can get it on the website if you're not going to make it up here before Christmas or whatever. If you have a friend or something that's a big fan of it, then you can get that a great Christmas gift for people.
Yeah, it's definitely something cool for somebody who's a rock and roll fan. So, hey, guys, I think I might see you this coming week or or even before Christmas once or twice.
Oh, I hope so, man. Come on up, man. Hang out with us.
Two good guys right there. Like I said, if you're looking for something for the rocker on your Christmas list, 15 years of the Machine Shop is pretty cool, especially for somebody who goes to the Machine Shop a lot, who's been there a few times, or just even whose favorite bands might be in there. It's a pretty cool book and just a pretty cool timestamp as far as the 15 years of the Machine Shop is concerned. Thank you guys so much for listening. Got to thank Minty and Kevin for taking the time to talk with us here on the Radio Chatter Podcast. Just a quick kid for the weekend. We've got more coming up. I'm working on some really killer interviews coming up here before the Christmas break. So, like I've said before, please maybe subscribe. Check back from time to time, of course, on the website, wrif.com/meltdown. You can follow me on the interweb as well. On my social media pages at meltdownwrif. Just had Kip Winger on this week, Gene Simmons, Sammy Hagar, Billy Howardell from A Perfect Circle, Gary Hoey, my last five podcasts. I think I've done over 80 this year, so check back. There's probably a band or two that you really like. You can see what these guys are really like when they're not on the stage or, you know, whatever. So, anyways, thanks so much for listening to the Radio Chatter Podcast.